There's been a flurry of activity today in the U.S. House of Representatives, with action on the alternative minimum tax, children's health care, and the omnibus spending bill. News analyst Daniel Shore says none of this makes up for a rather unsatisfying congressional session.
As our government prepares to slouch out of town for its allegedly well-earned year-end rest, one wonders what's happened to this and that situation that stirred so much interest and then seemed to fade away. Like, what happened to earmarks? Those little items benefiting a few constituents slipped into a big money bill in the dark of night. Earmarks, you'll be happy to learn, are alive and well. Nearly 700 pages of them in the current budget bill. Like $1.95 million for the Charles Wrangell Center for Public Service at New York City College. Full disclosure, City College is my alma mater. Or what happened to Senator Larry Craig, who was asked by the Senate Republican leadership to resign after allegations that he solicited sex in a men's room? He indicated he would resign, but he still sits in the Senate. Or Senate Appropriations Chairman Ted Stevens, involved in a corruption investigation in Alaska. He has ignored suggestions that he at least step down from his chairmanship. Or Representative William Jefferson, the one who kept his cash in the freezer. A court has ruled that the Justice Department has no right to go through legislative materials in the search of his office. He is still there. As to legislation, whatever happened to the bill authorizing massive surveillance to help protect us from terrorists? That's hung up in Congress over a provision that would give retroactive immunity from lawsuits for telecommunications companies that cooperated with the National Security Agency. And what happened to that bill to expand children's health insurance? Vetoed by President Bush. Twice. The bill's supporters had to settle for an extension of the current program. Immigration reform? Nowhere. And what happened to the congressional investigation of the firing of a dozen or so U.S. attorneys? White House witnesses are resisting subpoenas, and this may drag on in the courts for a long, long time. So now you may understand why a recent Gallup poll shows Congress's approval rating down to 22%, and President Bush's approval rating at 37%. Be of good cheer. This is Daniel Shore.